courage, truth. Glenn Beck.
Pat Gray and Jeffy for Glenn, who returns on Monday from his vacation. 888-727-BECK. Of course, trying to make some sense out of what happened in Las Vegas. We may never find out his motivation. It's just as simple as that. There's some reporters saying that authorities know a lot more than they're saying. But, you know, we may not have all the answers ever.
Right. And some of the answers we'll get down the road, you know, and the authorities are busy, you know, going through, weeding through his, you know, every ounce of his life from Sunday to, you know, probably till he was born. Since he was born, we'll know everything about him.
There have been stories that said he's been planning this for decades.
Right.
I don't know that that's true. I mean, it's hard to say because supposedly the girlfriend didn't even know. He didn't say anything to her about this, about hurting anybody, killing anybody, doing anything like this.
And then, you know, the brothers are saying that he never was a big hunter and didn't
do all
this.
Not a gun guy.
But he's got an arsenal.
Yeah, but so now you have up to 97 weapons, right. I've been hearing.
while yes, this is the United States and you can have all the weapons you want, normally if you have, I don't know, more than a dozen weapons, people know about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
There are weapons collectors. People like to take guns out and shoot various kinds. And it would be fun to have a machine gun. It would. They're really tough to get. They're really expensive. You have to register them. It's really difficult to move them state to state, as Glenn has attested to. But they made it in 1934. They put so many taxes on it that it just made it cost prohibitive for most people. And then in 1986, they flat out banned any automatic weapons from that point on.
Right.
Now you can buy an older one, an automatic weapon that was manufactured prior to 1986, you can still purchase, but then it has to be registered. You have to have a license. It's a process. Essentially, they've been banned.
What they were talking about this morning, one of the reports was that we actually may never know the real why.
Yeah.
And that's a shame. Because, I mean, that's the ultimate answer that we're all waiting for, right? We want the FBI, we want the sheriff's department, and we want the family to get all the questions asked and all the answers and all the boxes checked off so we can say this is why this
animal, monster,
did what he did.
Yeah.
And we may never know that.
And in the meantime, of course, the left are screaming about gun control and how to stop this. I don't know if there's a way to.
There isn't.
To, you know, completely safety wrap our society. You can't do it.
No. It's not possible.
You do what you can, of course, and nobody's saying we're just going to give up on it. But we're not taking any look at the people involved.
Right.
What happened to them? How did they go haywire? Is there something we could have done to prevent it? Is there an institution some of these people need to be in? I don't know. I mean,
the 50 million NRA members that Nancy Sinatra wants to line up and put in front of a firing squad, if they were the problem, I think Nancy would really know it.
Yeah, she would.
I think she would already know it.
Yeah. 888-727-BECK. Also, speaking of Nancy's, Nancy Pelosi, something is wrong there.
Oh, seriously.
We've mentioned that a few times.
Yes.
But people are compiling some of her recent discussions with either reporters or interviewers or some statements she's made.
And we've played them as they have happened, but put together.
You start to wonder, there's something wrong there. And some people are speculating it might be an alcohol problem. I don't know. It might be a medication problem of some sort.
Definitely
could be. But there's something going on here. Listen to this.
Bigotry and discrimination and anti-Semitism and xenophobia.
Earlier, our goals.
Xenophobia? I'm talking about phobia.
Have been to increase, improve, lower cost, improve benefits, and expand. Haven't seen a budget. We've seen, what do they call it, an outline, blueprint. Minnie Mouse budget. Minnie? I don't know.
Wow.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Perhaps as we have St. Patrick's Day lunch, we can have a moment of comity.
This is a historic opportunity for us, an opportunity of a generation, and we are not going to let it pass. Affordable Care Act will stand there with Social Security, with Medicare and Medicare. And by the way, when I said...
With Medicare and Medicare. Wow, that's stand there with some good things.
We could not have done it without Families USA and without you. That is an applause line. For you. To you. I look forward to continuing our work with Families USA under your leadership. Thank you and congratulate. Applause line.
Thank you and congratulate. Applause line. Wow.
Epidemic and addiction and the rest. Mm-hmm. Medicaid is there. In fact, don't take it from me. John Kasich, the governor of Illinois, said...
Ohio.
Thank God for Medicaid. Martin Luther King said, of all the inequality you've seen...
Martin Luther Singh said...
Martin Luther King said, of all the inequality you've seen...
Man. And then just last week, there was she was trying to congratulate Lin-Manuel Miranda. Listen to this.
Lin-Manuel Miranda is the great creative talent. Lin-Manuel Miranda took the story of our founding and imbued it with a fresh life and infectious spirit. Lin-Manuel is continuing. Lin-Manuel, I am truly, truly convinced. We celebrate Lin-Manuel Miranda, a man gifted by the muse of history. Thank you, Lin-Manuel. Thank you, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I mean,
something is going on
when
there.
You hear them separate, right?
Sometimes you have a bad day speaking.
Sure. And you hear them separate. And originally I thought, you know, some have said that, you know, I know there's an alcohol or a drug problem, and some have reported that it could be a denture issue.
You've reported it could be a denture issue.
It was possible. But when you put them together, it doesn't sound like a denture issue.
No, it doesn't.
It does not sound like a denture
really
issue.
It really doesn't. 888-727 Beck. Let's go to Steven in Texas. Hey, Steven.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I just wanted to go over a few questions that were raised yesterday on your show. The first being the glass as to why people on the strip below didn't announce, hey, it's raining glass down here. Mm-hmm. The police noted that he had a tactical hammer, which means he would have punched a hole into the window, a single hole, and then more than likely pulled the glass into the room, not pushed it out.
That makes sense. Okay,
so that would explain that. That's just a theory. But the second one is the other concerts that he had booked hotels and why he didn't follow through.
Yeah.
And I think it's because no matter how crazy someone is, there's still usually someone that they love. And Mary Lou was still in the country for both of those other events. He wasn't able to get her to the Philippines until the final one where he actually pulled off his caper. I think that was the reason. Her sister or brother in one of the interviews said, had she been there, she would have stopped him. So I think he was trying to protect her.
That could well be.
Absolutely. Yeah. Could well be.
That makes sense.
He wasn't able to get his cheap ticket to Philippines. Mm-hmm. And then once he was able to get it and she was out of the way, he felt a little more secure in pulling off what he did pull off.
Yeah, interesting.
Can you imagine? We would be having a totally different conversation if he had shot up an all-black concert.
Oh, yeah.
If he had pulled off that rap concert, I mean, this would be a whole other conversation.
Yeah, it would.
You know, so, sure. I mean, yes, just thank God that he was a white guy that killed a bunch of white people, because it would have been a whole nother topic. Yeah. If he'd have pulled off the rap concert.
Sadly, that's
true. And it is true. It is true. Thanks, Stephen. And white people don't matter, right? To the left, it's a good thing to them. And in fact, if you go back and look at Twitter the night of and the next day about white people dying, it's despicable what people were saying, that they deserved it, that good, he didn't go far enough. I mean, it was all kinds of hatred on Twitter over that. Clay in North Carolina. Hi.
Yes, sir. I got a couple different things, especially hearing your conversations going on. One thing is, have they asked any questions about where that $127,000 came from? And if she sent it over, another thing I was thinking, if she's bouncing around all those different countries, isn't Southeast Asia right now at ISIS hot point? I know a lot of people have said that the radicalized Islam might not necessarily be involved in this. But that's kind of something to think about, too. If the Philippines has such a heavy presence there, mm-hmm. I mean, it could be your next-door neighbor. It's not always somebody
that's where she's
actively
from.
Flags the fly.
Yeah, but she's got family there.
Yeah, she's from
and so it kind of makes sense that he was just sending her the money there. If it had gone to some organization in the Philippines, yeah, then I think that casts
and the money he had
suspicion.
The money he was worth quite a bit of money and worth from real estate.
He was worth
dealings.
they said
at
he
least
was
a couple
worth
million,
over,
right?
over $2 million. Yeah.
So yeah. I mean, he's by giving her, you know, obviously $100,000 is not chump change, but
it's not a lot to him,
right? He was busy gambling $100,000 on the weekend,
mm-hmm.
right? They said that he was gambling by himself a couple of days before the shooting. We haven't seen any of that footage. We haven't seen any of the footage from the casinos. We don't know who came, his comings and goings. I mean, that's all footage that we're waiting to see. That's you know, obviously is
law enforcement
part
probably
of the,
going
yeah,
through
part
it.
Of the investigation. But we haven't seen any of that.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot left to see.
Joey in Tennessee. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good. You really concerned, or are you just making small talk?
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care. Does he? I'm sensing. I'm feeling that he just doesn't care. He's just making small talk. Go ahead.
You know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all, and I can't say that there was one or two shooters or three or four.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but it seems funny to me that with, you know, as many people there were at that concert, they were able to pinpoint one, but nobody has seen another shooter. But everybody says they could see from the 32nd floor somebody shooting. You'd think if there was other ones that somebody would come forward and say, yeah, there's a man with a gun shooting, you know, I could see him in plain sight with that many people at the concert and that many eyes looking around. The other thing that I have a question about is the fourth floor. I don't believe that there was a shooter from the fourth floor, but has anybody come forward and said what that flashing was coming from that window?
Yes, and it had nothing to do with shots being fired. I don't right. remember what they said was flashing, but it flashed several times, and
yes.
it flashed before the shooting began, too. So
right.
it was something else, and I don't remember exactly what. Thanks for the call, Joey. Dan in Ohio. Hi.
Hey, Pat. Thanks for taking my call. I mm-hmm. had a question about security. You know, you got this venue with 22,000 people, high rises all around, and it's kind of inside the box thinking. You know, they dry gulch Kennedy. You had the University of Texas shooter. Why didn't they have, you know, a guy or a gal up there, a couple of them with, you know, snipers covering the area? That it, should someone be held responsible for lack of security?
I don't know. I don't know that they provide that kind of security for events
right.
like that, where you would cover a crowd with snipers. I've never heard of that, actually. Just a regular concert like that. I know when we gathered on the mall in Washington, D.C., it seems like there was security like
yes,
that.
Yes, there was.
But only for certain gatherings, if there's certain threats, if they perceive that there's some kind of threat ahead of time, they might cover it like that. But other than that, I don't think you're going to have that kind of coverage and that kind of security. Appreciate the call. Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
I was going to say, you know, it'd be cheap security. I mean, they had barriers. They had all the stuff on the ground
yeah.
to keep, you know, people from getting run over and everything. They just didn't cover
the air. For a shooter. Yeah, I mean, this is the first time somebody has lined up across the street from a vantage point like that above a crowd, to my knowledge. So I don't know that you would see this coming. Appreciate the call. 888-727 Beck.
Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck.
Back Gray and Jeffy for Glenn. 888-727 Beck. Talked a little bit about Cam Newton yesterday. He has been in some hot water for sexist remarks. And here's what he said at a press conference when a female reporter asked him a football question.
Are we okay by playing this?
We'll see.
Play well. Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of mm-hmm. his routes and making getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck-sticking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like,
okay, so... that's the worst thing a human can do, I
it
guess,
is.
Now.
It is. Holy cow.
To mock a female's knowledge of football. I mean...
Really?
The way that we are in society now, nobody can have fun with anybody else. That's the most serious thing that you can do is... And so, his coach is even kind of piling on.
Oh, my gosh.
Dannon Yogurt dropped him. He makes $11 million from his sponsorships, and Dannon just said, okay, we're done, and fired him yesterday. Is that amazing?
I refuse to eat Dannon yogurt.
You probably, yeah, yeah, and you should.
I'm going to stop eating Dannon yogurt. You probably, know me in yogurt.
No, I know. Oh, you're Mr. Yogurt. A lot of people call you Mr. Yogurt.
I know that. And mm-hmm. it's usually Dannon.
Yes.
But not anymore.
You have a lot of people asking us in the new black.
I mean, I had the yogurt ad, the Dannon ad that he did.
Yeah, it was really good.
Was actually pretty good. Yeah, he's in a grocery store, and he's giving Dannon yogurt to people, and it's this one.
Hold it! Come with me. New Dannon Oikos Triple Zero is my go-to protein snack.
Okay, sure.
Protein from yogurt.
Yep, this Greek non-fat yogurt packs 15 grams of protein punch.
But what else?
Unlike some of the protein snacks, it has zero added sugar, zero mm-hmm. artificial sweeteners, and zero fat.
And will it up my game?
Nah, man.
Put up my game. Hey.
It's a pretty good.
It's funny.
It's a pretty good spot. It's not bad.
But he said something about a woman talking so football routes.
So he's done. He's done. He didn't say women shouldn't get equal pay. He didn't say women are worthless. He just said it was funny to hear you talk about routes. Is that really that big a deal? And it's so big that he did this big apology for it.
Oh, my gosh.
Careful thought. I understand that my word choice was extremely degrading and disrespectful.
Is that true? Was it extremely degrading? I don't know about that.
It is because you're apologizing now.
Oh, yeah.
To be honest, that was not my intentions.
Obviously.
And if you are a person who took offense to what I said, I sincerely apologize to you.
Okay.
I'm a man who
will fight for your honor.
A positive role model in my community.
Sorry, I went back to Karate Kid there for a second.
And tries to use my platform to inspire others. And I own...
All this for this?
All this. Because it was funny to hear a woman talk about routes.
And they still pulled the plug. It was extremely unacceptable.
He's
trying to cover it. And they still pulled the plug.
Yeah.
He apologized.
Yes.
And they're still going to cut his head off.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable.
It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing how ultra sensitive we are.
That is for sure.
Wow. But it's kind of nice. I mean, this Cam is, I think, left of center. So this is liberals eating their own here.
So it's kind of good.
So maybe it's a good thing. But I just think it's so ridiculous that we've taken things this far.
It sure has. When
it's just not that big a deal.
No. Right,
not
that
big
a big deal. I mean, it obviously is because they've turned it into one.
Yes,
for sure.
But
because he said it was
20 years ago, would that have been a huge issue? No.
First of all, 20 years ago, women weren't allowed in the locker room or the press corps. Okay.
Well, they could maybe
be happy with that.
They could maybe be in the press conference if they made some cookies and brought them.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you. They were there serving tea in the back.
We're going to lose our Dannon contract now.
Dang it. Oh, no.
888-727-BECK. 888-727-BECK.
Back.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
With Pat Gray and Jeffy, we've been trying to get our heads around the shooting, of course, from Sunday. 58 people murdered, you know, close to 500 in the hospital. I think several hundred of those have already been released. Something like 350 of them are apparently okay now and been released from the hospital.
Good.
So your calls on the, and then the resulting gun control, which was inevitable. But also Cam Newton got fired from Dan and Yogurt yesterday. Been talking about that a little bit and whether or not it's deserved. He kind of laughed at a female reporter's knowledge of, and it was extensive, and I think it surprised him. And so then he noted that it was funny to hear a female talk about
stand up here talking
wide receiver
about routes. Right.
Yeah.
And you know, look, Dan can do what they want, right? I mean, it's a privately held company. They can do whatever they want. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. But to pull the plug, and their press release made it seem like Cam Newton was friends with the Las Vegas shooter.
Really did, yeah. Their statement is, we are shocked and disheartened at the behavior and comments of Cam Newton toward the Jordan, is it Rodrigue, which we perceive as sexist and disparaging to all women. It is entirely inconsistent with our commitment to fostering equality and inclusion in every workplace.
Is it?
It's simply not okay to belittle anyone based on gender. We have shared our concerns with Cam and will no longer work with him.
Yeah. I guess it was okay in the Dannon commercial that we just aired.
Which is such a good point.
Listen
to the end of this commercial where the wimpy guy comes up to Cam.
Snacks, it has zero added sugar, zero artificial sweeteners, and zero fat.
And will it up my game?
Nah, man.
You're beyond hope.
What?
Isn't that belittling? Is that fostering equality with that
and inclusion?
Young man?
No.
Nah, man.
Not one little bit.
Nah, man.
But that was okay, right?
Yeah.
That was okay. Because that wasn't a female reporter.
It's
agonizing.
Silly. It's just silly where we are.
It is not a good place.
No.
We are not. I'm sorry. This is not a good place to be.
No, it's not. It's really not. Chris in Pennsylvania. Hi, you're on the Glenn Beck Program.
Hey, it's a pleasure to finally speak to you guys.
You too.
How's everything going today?
Good. You're really concerned, or you're just making small talk?
Yeah, just making small talk.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
I knew he didn't care. You could
tell. So one thing I wanted to get on is the whole bumfire buttstock thing.
Mm-hmm.
I own one, and honestly, of course, all the politicians are saying, "Oh, it's a fully it makes it fully automatic." It actually does not. It's a simulation full auto, so it can fire almost as fast, but basically the only way to actually turn it into a real, true full auto is to replace the trigger and put it, adjust the sear on it and everything like that so the trigger itself is full auto. And the thing is, I mean, there's multiple trigger systems out there. There's one that where you pull the trigger, it fires, and then you release the trigger, and it fires.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's a special safety for that as well. So it's operator friendly. So and then on top of that, of course they want to ban and everything like that. I mean, they're talking about all these gun control. We need to up it. There's not. I mean, honestly, I don't think you can up it any more than what it already is. I mean, there's already gun control out there. There's background checks already out.
I hope that statement is true.
And
I think they can.
Unless it's the black market or, obviously some thug down the road that's selling them on the streets. Otherwise, everything's regulated.
Mm-hmm.
And they always say, oh, well, there's that gun show loophole. Guess what? They're wrong once again. There's still a background check at the gun show.
Well, that's not their narrative.
It's the private seller loophole if they really want to, if you want to talk about a loophole, if I sell, like we were talking about earlier, right. If I sold a gun to Jeffy, he doesn't go through a background check then, which would of course preempt Jeffy from owning a weapon.
It's gonna be clearly
there's
the
no background check.
Does that depend on state to state as well? I think because they were doing
it. It very well may. Yeah, it may.
I think if it's family, I think you can. But if it's not family or out of the family, I think some states were requiring they actually have to go
it's
to
possible.
The shop and
yeah.
Actually have them do the background check and transfer paperwork.
Yeah. That's probably true. Thanks, Chris. Let's go to Dan in Michigan. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
I just kind of want to echo what your last caller said. I'm a gun manufacturer. Glenn's got one of my guns that I've made. And the whole trigger system, I think there's a lot of misconceptions out there. There's even conservative media, television, radio, everybody's kind of getting it wrong on the bump stock. With the triggers we put in our guns, we use hyperfire triggers. They're competition three-gun triggers. You can put it in any standard mil-spec aftermarket AR. And with that, a trained shooter could get north of 400 to 500 rounds a minute easily.
Wow. Wow.
So the whole bump stock debate, the problem with it is you get people like even Paul Ryan saying, I don't know what this is. So it makes it a very easy scapegoat to get that proverbial camel nose into the tent.
You might want to keep this information to yourself, though, Dan, because if that's the case, they'll go after anything that makes it faster.
Absolutely.
So the point isn't necessarily, well, is it automatic fire then? Even if it's not as fast, they're going to attack it. And if it goes up to 400 rounds a minute, they'll say there's no reason to do that except to kill mass.
And then they'll try to get limitation on magazines.
Yes, they will. Oh, that's already.
I mean, haven't they already done that?
That's already being done.
Yeah. Yes,
they will try to limit.
Then you're back to the Brady Bill.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, you'll be beyond that.
So, yeah, keep some of that information your inside voice.
I appreciate the call and the information and everything, but, you know, I mean, I appreciate that Glenn has one of your weapons, but what are we, chop liver?
Hey, you didn't DM me, Jeff.
Thanks, Dan.
Appreciate the call. Mike in New York. Hi, you're on the Glenn Beck program.
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, the liberals wanted to take away the guns from everybody, but in reality, the only ones they need to take the guns away from are the liberals, because they're the ones seemingly to be doing all the shooting.
No kidding.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, I don't know if this guy is going to turn out to be a liberal. I don't know. Some people are speculating, thanks for the call, Mike, that he chose this particular venue because they were quite possibly Trump supporters, quite possibly Republicans.
Right.
It was mostly white, and country music fans tend to be more conservative. So maybe it'll turn out that way. Yeah. I don't know. And again, we may never know. James in Indiana. Hi.
Yeah, I was calling about the numbers situation. You quoted some numbers they used about people that died in recent war.
Yeah.
And then you quoted some numbers about people.
Yeah, it's, NBC's numbers were that 1.2 million soldiers have died in war. 1.53 million people have died from gun-related deaths since 1968.
Exactly. That's my point. It really irritates me when media just grabs a piece of time and says, where can we go with this to make guns look the worst? More people have died in car accidents since that same time period.
Yes.
As with guns.
Definitely.
Look at the real, how many law-abiding citizens that own guns have committed anything like this since guns were, background checks were introduced and people that go out and get guns illegally? Let's look at the numbers of how many people have actually committed something similar to this that are law-abiding citizens and put that kind of math out there. And not just trying to make guns look bad.
And, oh, absolutely.
I mean, that's something I want to touch on. Then the other thing, let's close the loopholes. I have a gun owner, but I can't stand all these loopholes either. Let's just get rid of it. You don't need anything that simulates. You don't need anything that is. You don't need anything that's close to. If it's not semi-auto, it's not semi-auto. If it's auto or close to auto or near auto, it should not be allowed, period. What do you need that for? You don't need that for anything. And I love guns, and I'm an NRA member, but you don't need full auto for anything in the United States except for fun and a range, and you can rent that, and you can go try it out, and that should be the end of it.
Well, that seems to sort of be the NRA's position, which is kind of surprising as well. They seem to be supporting, at least looking into it. So we'll see on that. Appreciate the call, James. And the other thing is, if NBC and the left is so concerned about human life.
Thank you.
Let's take a look at the other number that they never care about. The 53 million babies that have been murdered since 1973 in Roe v. Wade. 53 million.
Look at that.
That's 25 times the number combined that they used in gun-related deaths and in war. That's 25 times the combined number. 53 million. If you're so concerned about human life, let's do something about that. Jay in Florida, hi.
Good morning. Good morning, Glenn. It's really an honor to talk to you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for taking
It's probably less of an honor because this isn't Glenn, but...
good morning anyway.
But good morning anyway.
Thank you. That's good. Listen, I'm a retired U.S. Army colonel. I'm also a trauma surgeon and director of a trauma center here in Florida. I do the same what these guys did in Vegas. And I just want to say a few words about the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
I came from communism. Came to this country as a illegal alien, essentially, 34 years ago. And having said that, look, the beauty of this country is not the Constitution. Constitution could have been written nicer. There are some constitutions in the world that are written nicer, but they're meaningless. Mm-hmm. The meaningful part of this Constitution is three branches of government that are co-equal. That was the genius. And the only thing that keeps that going are the amendments of the Constitution. And if Second Amendment falls, they all collapse. Second Amendment is the one that holds up the rest of the amendment. And us that have come from communism and countries where the weapons are outlawed for the common citizenry, we understand this better than anybody else because we have seen what happens when federal governments grab power and then appoint another class of people called the elite or the avant-garde of the proletarian class, as Marx called it, and they run the government where those rules don't apply to them. And
right.
That's exactly what Democrats are here. They're the avant-garde of the class. You guys will have no weapons, but I'm going to have armed guards. You guys will have a small foot, a carbon footprint and ride a bicycle, but I'm going to have my own airplane. You guys will do this, but I will do that. You guys will go into the wars, but I won't send my children to the wars, not because they don't want to go, but I'm so against the wars. You know, and you see this in the elite in Hollywood. You see, so when you have people, I came from Yugoslavia personally and served in U.S. Army and retired, and I see this every day. I'm going, guys, if you saw what I saw and how communist elite socialist ideology that is, how smug, dishonest, deceitful ideology and demagoguery that is, you would, and you know what, and that was way before Obama, but Obama took it to another level, the whole thing. So
yes.
I'm glad to have Trump. I love Trump. You know, his wife grew up maybe 40 miles away from where I grew up, 40 kilometers actually away. And we are really looking at this going, do not let it go. Do not let it go. Don't let the Second Amendment go because the rest of them will go with it. It was put there so the states could protect themselves from the government. Not individuals, but states. And states can protect themselves from the intrusive government only by having every individual be armed. That's the only way you can do it.
Tremendously put, Jay. Thank you for calling. And that's why I love hearing from people who have come from communist countries, because they understand. They get it. They've seen this before. And the left doesn't listen to us because I guess we don't know anything, but they've actually been subjected to all of this nonsense. They see the warning signs. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 888-727-BECK.
Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck.
Pat Gray and Jeffy for Glenn on the Glenn Beck program.
I ask you, Pat, when you're scrolling through, let's say, oh, I don't know, Facebook, for example, and you see a headline, Hubble just spotted something massive coming out of Uranus. How is it possible that I cannot click on that? You can't. I mean, you have to click on that.
You have to.
I mean, you have to, right?
Yeah.
You can't see a headline like that and then say, no, I can't click on that. You can't.
That's a great headline. So the Hubble spotted something massive coming out of Uranus.
Yeah, and I mean, I've clicked on it. I'm waiting for the story to load. I mean, you have to click. You have to. It's impossible not to. It's a, I can't help it.
Do we know what it was that came out?
Some sort of something. It's a massive burst of atmospheric
stuff.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah. All right.
With gas particles and, you know.
Something else I wanted to kind of understand is, how do we lose 33,000 jobs in September, but the unemployment rate went down to 4.2%? So we have less jobs,
but
the unemployment rate went down. Interesting.
That is interesting.
It's bizarre how that works.
It's almost like a tax reform.
Almost, which we got to get into as well. GOP tax reform showing early signs of trouble.
What?
What a stunning surprise.
Glenn Beck.